Good morning. It's September 04, 2026. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks.
First, a look at where markets stand. The S&P 500 rose 1.0% and the Nasdaq rose 1.2%. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 4.79%. The euro is at 1.1625. Bitcoin is around 81,200.
Broadcom's third quarter earnings exceeded expectations, but its stock declined after it issued a cautious forecast. Citing SiliconANGLE's data, Broadcom reported adjusted earnings of about $3.30 per share, with sales reaching nearly $30 billion, an increase of about 86% year over year. However, its guidance for the current quarter fell short of Wall Street estimates, projecting revenue of around $35 billion. While analysts expected about $35 billion. Despite strong performance in its semiconductor unit, which saw sales triple to almost $17 billion, the stock slipped nearly 2% after the report. Broadcom has positioned itself as a key player in the growing artificial intelligence sector, partnering with major firms like Google and OpenAI. The company anticipates growth in AI revenue, forecasting it to reach around $115 billion next year. However, the stock has only gained about 6% this year, lagging behind the broader market's 12% increase.
This report details Lucid Group's recent struggles following a leadership change and operational reset. A recent update from 24/7 Wall Street indicates that Lucid stock hit a new 52-week low, closing at about $4.55, a decline of around 42% since early August. Despite the new CEO's plan to improve cash flow by $1.4 billion this year, investor confidence has faltered. The company's liabilities exceed its assets, with stockholders' equity at negative $1.06 billion and an accumulated deficit of about $17.7 billion. The average analyst price target for Lucid stands at $8.11, suggesting potential upside of over 70%. But such optimism seems disconnected from the current balance sheet. While Lucid faces challenges, the potential for recovery hinges on successful execution of its turnaround strategies.
This report covers the transition of Apple CEO from Tim Cook to John Ternus. Yahoo Finance Canada recently noted that Ternus takes over at a moment as the company faces challenges in artificial intelligence development and maintaining its competitive edge. Under Cook's leadership, Apple's value soared to about $4.6 trillion, driven largely by the iPhone's success. Ternus, who has been involved in major products like the Apple Watch and AirPods, will need to adapt quickly as he leads the company through the evolving tech landscape. He is expected to launch the latest iPhone next week at Apple's headquarters in Cupertino, California. Additionally, maintaining relationships with influential figures, including former President Donald Trump, will be essential as Apple navigates supply chain issues and competitive pressures in the industry.
This segment covers PG&E's new virtual power plant initiative, aimed at enhancing energy affordability and reliability. In its latest coverage, PG&E Corporation Investor Relations announced Share, a program designed to enroll over 20,000 existing energy devices in homes across the Bay Area. This initiative will utilize a coordinated network of home batteries, smart devices, and heat pumps to reduce energy use during peak demand times. The goal is to create additional grid capacity while allowing households to manage energy costs more effectively. The program, supported by partnerships with companies like Google and Tesla, is expected to begin operating in fall 2026. And will help address rising electricity demand. This model emphasizes a location-based approach to improve grid utilization and could potentially expand to include commercial and industrial applications in the future.
Stryker's Sports Suite Vision has been successfully used in its first surgical procedure. A recent update from Investing News Network indicates that this technology integrates spatial computing into the operating room, giving surgeons access to essential clinical information through the Apple Vision Pro. The software received FDA authorization in July, becoming the first of its kind for intraoperative use with this device. By overlaying digital content such as imaging directly into the surgeon's line of sight, it aims to enhance workflow and reduce dependence on traditional monitors. The orthopedic surgeon at Duke Health, who performed the first hip arthroscopy using this technology, reported a more comfortable and efficient operating room setup. This advancement represents a shift in how surgical information is accessed, potentially transforming the surgical experience.
Tesla is set to launch its Cybercab in Austin, Texas, a two-seater robo-taxi that operates without a steering wheel or pedals. According to a recent report from TechCrunch, this event could alter urban transportation. The company has hinted at a grand unveiling, with numerous Cybercabs already showcased around Austin and other U.S. cities. Tesla currently has 420 autonomous vehicles registered in Texas. CEO Elon Musk's recent comments suggest a heightened sense of urgency and ambition for this launch, marking a shift from their previous cautious messaging. The Cybercab aims to demonstrate Tesla's capability to transition from being merely an automaker to a leader in AI and robotics, particularly in developing a network of robo-taxis. The success of the Cybercab could validate Tesla's long-term vision for full autonomy, while its failure might reinforce doubts about the company's ambitions.
NIO has opened its first NIO house in Macau, marking a step in its local expansion. In a new piece by CNEV Post, this outlet is part of a partnership with Guangdong Hongyu Automobile Group. The new facility will provide product experiences, user services, and technology showcases, broadening options for premium electric vehicle buyers. Deliveries of the flagship ES9 SUV also started on the same day, signaling NIO's commitment to increasing its presence in the market. The outlet enhances NIO's previous offerings in Macau, which included basic retail and recharging stations. NIO now operates a network of one NIO house and one NIO space in the area, along with two battery swap stations, with plans for a third in the works. This development aligns with NIO's strategy of partnering with local dealers to reduce costs while expanding its brand ecosystem. NIO plans to further improve its product offerings and services in collaboration with Hongyu Group, underlining Macau's importance in its regional strategy.
This report highlights Micron Technology's recent structural changes and their implications for investors. As reported earlier by 24/7 Wall Street, Micron has signed 16 long-term strategic customer agreements that promise a minimum of about $100 billion in revenue through 2030. These contracts feature take-or-pay terms that help stabilize pricing and margins. In its latest quarter, Micron saw revenue of about $41 billion, a substantial increase from last year, and the company expects to generate around $50 billion in the current quarter. The balance sheet is also strong, with net cash of about $24 billion. Micron's shares have surged nearly 700% in the past year, reflecting growing demand driven by the artificial intelligence sector. However, concerns remain around potential customer concentration and capital expenditure commitments. Overall, the firm appears positioned for growth, with a low forward earnings multiple compared to industry peers.
Microsoft's Xbox unit will implement monthly cloud gaming time limits for Game Pass subscribers, according to CNBC. The new restrictions aim to balance user demand with rising costs and will take effect in November. Players can pay for additional hours beyond the allotted time. Xbox stated that the costs of providing cloud gaming increase as more people utilize the service. Subscribers to the highest tier, Game Pass Ultimate, will receive 15 hours of cloud gaming per month, for about $23. Game Pass Premium will offer 10 hours for around $15, while the Essential plan includes 5 hours for $10. Additionally, non-subscribers can purchase cloud gaming time for games they already own. This shift comes as Xbox's new CEO Asha Sharma explores changes to boost growth and profitability in the division.
That's the market news. Now the Science Corner. A few things worth being glad about.
The FDA has approved Sanvastro, the first drug specifically for treating Alexander disease in both pediatric and adult patients. This marks a milestone for those affected by this rare neurological disorder. In other news, the FDA is seeking public input to help advance the development of botanical drug products, aiming to enhance innovation in this area. NASA launched the Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope on a 3-month journey to its final orbit. This mission will provide a large field of view and sharp infrared vision, allowing astronomers to study dark matter, dark energy, and exoplanets, worlds beyond our solar system. Roman is NASA's 4th primary mission aboard a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket, highlighting a collaboration that sped up its launch schedule. This telescope aims to deepen our understanding of the universe's mysteries. A new connectome has been created that maps all 124 million contact points in the fruit fly's nervous system. This detailed mapping allows researchers to better understand how the nervous system functions in insects, potentially shedding light on neural processes that could inform studies in other species, including humans. Bepi Colombo has successfully separated its Mercury transfer module from the spacecraft stack. This marks a milestone in the mission, which aims to orbit Mercury with 2 spacecraft simultaneously. ESA's Mercury Planetary Orbiter and JAXA's Mercury Magnetospheric Orbiter will provide insights into Mercury's environment and geology. The mission will enter orbit around Mercury in November 2026, with the science phase beginning in April 2027. This dual orbiter approach allows for comprehensive data collection, enhancing our understanding of the innermost planet in our solar system. The FDA issued emergency use authorizations for Capstar and Nitemperam tablets to prevent and treat New World screwworm infestations in dogs and cats. This is the first time a product has been authorized for prevention, giving pet owners and veterinarians effective tools to protect animals from these infestations. While most pets in the U.S. are at low risk, those living in or traveling to affected areas should be monitored for signs of infestation. Capstar and Nitemperam are available over-the-counter and come in 2 sizes, with dosage based on weight. Researchers at the University of Hong Kong have developed a new alloy called stainless steel for hydrogen, or SSH2, optimized for hydrogen electrolysis. This material can withstand the harsh conditions of water electrolysis better than conventional stainless steel, making it a potential substitute for expensive titanium components in hydrogen production. SSH2 resists corrosion at electrochemical potentials up to about 1700 millivolts, surpassing the limits of traditional stainless steels and allowing for more cost-effective green hydrogen generation from seawater, which is abundant and avoids the depletion of freshwater sources.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.